Proclamation number 5043 of 17th of January, 1951. Revelation. Living faith. I am always present to you as soon as you seek me mentally. Then the connection is established between the spiritual spark in you and its eternal Father Spirit. But an instruction can only take place if you desire it, i.e., if you act as a receiving organ by listening to what my spirit announces to you, by paying attention to your thoughts if you do not yet hear my word in sound. Not every thought can be regarded as instruction on my part, but always those thoughts which arise in you after heartfelt prayer and questions to which you desire an answer. These are my answer and you should acknowledge them as such. Therefore it is you yourselves, so to speak, who cause me to express myself spiritually, as soon as you converse with me, thus desire an answer to questions. I do not express myself to those who neither believe nor want me to speak to them, because they would not listen to an address or, if it undoubtedly sounded in their hearts, it would force them to believe, which would be completely worthless for the soul. And likewise, I will not give any obvious evidence by which the human being could certainly be strengthened in faith but would also, as it were, be subject to a compulsion of faith. A freely gained faith is far more effective and provides the human being with a blissful certainty of heartfelt unity with me. My constant endeavor is to bring you humans to a living faith. Therefore I must sometimes seemingly distance myself from you so that you will believe. Yet you will not otherwise attain such faith which achieves everything it wants. I am certainly always present to you, but sometimes I let the feeling of being alone arise in you so that you sincerely desire my presence in order to then also be able to feel it. For you alone determine when my presence reveals itself to you. It is only you who cause me to speak, and thus you hear my voice as soon as you desire it. Whether you recognize it as my voice again only depends on yourselves, on the depth of your faith, which recognizes in me a being full of love, which wants to make itself known to its living creations in order to also gain their love. Faith in my love considers everything possible, even that a father reveals himself to his children. Amen.